Broadcastingnetwork.org, and it's the second live hour of a three-hour program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I want to thank on air openly for the person who sent me a Chavez Rosé, Laureate Pierre, Maison Fondue, 1812, Brut. A little note thanking me for helping his mother with her brain tumor. And my comment I would make privately to this sender. As I tried to say in the first hour of Parker Pathways, you know, God gave us life, and we have no business on this planet changing out the life force of the thing. I'm only a carrier of knowledge and an innovator that's on a 24/7 call list by the angels that have tapped me on the shoulder to say, hey, screw you, Dr. Nguyen. You have no family that terms the thing. You are to be a slave to the whole process of the eternal wisdom. And, of course, they have fountains in Italy which talk about this very subject. My answer to the angels and to the people, and I thank you for the Yesod de Birat. This is a $1,000 bottle of champagne, and I will drink it when I solve the stem cell situation on research on a global scale and file it, but I appreciate it. And I want to thank very much the whole process by which there are some people on this earth who are not interested in going around and killing embryos. And there are some people that are in this world that are not out to work it through. But there are still people in the administration of this country, the Dr. John Holdens of the world, who do and have copied what the Chinese have done, which they will start, which is called a social credit, which goes on your death panel record. And the social credit is a scoring system for behavior with federal forms, just like John Holdens is doing in the United States of America. That agency was formed by Obama. It's controlling in terms of the behavior system. And you know what the social scale is? The social scale will be based upon trustworthiness, on your ability to abide to the government's wishes. Now, that's reality, audience. That's reality. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that we're facing, and you can talk a good game all you want. You can go left, right. You can go progressive, communist, socialism. You can go any way you want. It's like Governor, you know, Mayor Giuliani said, he didn't want to have the country go socialist. Well, as Time Magazine says, we already are socialists. The woman we helped, of which this person is giving me something to think, I'm going to open this bottle of champagne when I achieve what I would need to achieve. If I have to sit alone at a kitchen table to do it, then so be it. But I'm going to tell you something. This is not just information for you to take and absorb so that you can BS it to the thing and talk and you're grave and get pissed off and the whole thing. No, you see, the life's at stake. The water is at stake. Your heritage is at stake. And if you take the Vergara case in terms it is going up to the federal courts, your whole basis of what you used to know about what life is determined and worth, based upon a trust fund, you're going to have some big, big decisions to make, even no matter what your age is. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that these notes that are passed in these hospice places, nursing homes, and other forms of homes of which people put out their fortune, and the notes that are passed by those patients, get me out of here. I'm dying. I want to go back home. I want to be able to eat good food again, a thing, and smile. You see? And the thing comes down to the fact when dying people, they're asked, you know, what is it that you would wish and to determine of it? And They usually say, I wanted to have been happier. I wanted to have said something to my father. I wanted to send something to my mother. I wanted to know if I had known then what I know now in terms of how I could have saved my own life. They say that. If they can't talk, they write it. And if they can't write it, they point to it with letters on the boards and spell the sentence out. No, that's the real world. That's the world we're into. And the EPA today, to get the nerve to take after the expose after 10 years on Republic Broadcasting Network, the EPA, yes, they said, yeah, you're right. We falsified the data on fracking. Yeah, you're right. You exposed us on the national stage. And the national stage, let's be damn clear about that. That was in Moscone Center in San Francisco, California, which I never appear in public, in front of 1,900 people, representatives from every country in the world. The flags were flying out in front of Moscone Center. 1,900 people. And I exposed what I do on Parker Pathways on the expose and laid the file on the dais and said, I walk away from this dais and all of the information is in this file. Anyone who has the nerve or guts from the country's governing representatives in the audience to take this file and use it in terms of the process of the work that I've started and the thing, because I didn't think that I'd have to carry on. I figured, well, I'll tell the nation, the United Nations are there, they're in their room, the people that are from the universities, everybody, they never let this happen, that people would have to kill their babies in order to survive their family compensations and use water as the agent, the medium to depopulate. And Dr. John Holden was sitting in the audience, who formulated the world population concept of the what's called the social credit. As in the Bible, as Jesus said, and I don't compare myself to Jesus, he was the user who cast the first stone, where they were trying to stone a woman because she committed adultery in their culture. It's in the Bible. And I used a principle of the Bible. I put the pen on the dais in front of 1,900 people, world leaders, not just people walking around taking a shot of whiskey and say, oh, well, somebody else take care of it. Yeah. No. I said this morning, I'm going to continue Parker Pathways as long as I welcome on RBN. I'm not going to give up. This is just getting started. You know why? Because the science of life is just getting started to be understood. And the person who sent me this bottle of champagne is a world leader. And the woman that I saved, yes, it was his mother. But I was helped by the angels who keep tapping me on the shoulder. Don't be happy. Don't be happy, Commander. Don't do anything that's out of line. Don't work as a thing. Well, I'm going to be out of line. I'm going to be out of line. I'm just getting started. My publishers have got advances on my books, and I haven't even written them and finished them. I'm not even going to tell you what the advance is. Not in money, but the people that have signed up for the books. We've got universities that want to use my books as textbooks. You know why they've chosen it? Not really because of the content of the exposés, which are defying metaphysical and philosophical principles that have been used to control cultures. No. Because the snowflakes that go to those colleges are mush, and they want to have something that's representative of a different type of thinking to be able not to do as China did. And what they're doing now on their social credit of trustworthiness as your dedication to the government. And that's where the United States is going. Trump-wise or not, Trump-care or not, Trump's a good man, but there are issues. Now I wish to apologize to Jeff from Idaho. I have not put you off, but it had to be said. Welcome to Parker Pathways, Jeff from Idaho.
Hey, Dr. Parker. 1812 is a good common law year. The District of Columbia operates off of the legal system under case law, which is invalid under common law. And, So let me go back. The December 8th email, Chapter 7, is what you want to tie in with the special watermaster issues on the symbiont, the DNA, the mtDNA, and the regular DNA. And under common law, the eggs only become a man when the flash of light occurs under fertilization, and a person only occurs under the American Invents Act when they're the first to file on that creation. You understand? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So those five guys that were operating in their common law court in Louisiana in 2008 on the SCOTUS court case, they had a similar need of like a pardon because of those Napoleonic law issues you're talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can use this case about the death panel by enforcing 4 U.S.C. 72, the 10-square-mile area, to allow death panel only in that area. So, only the District of Criminals can have the death panel for all the people they want in the 10-square-miles. If they have a problem with this, sue in D.C. for a cause of genocide. For the neocons and the death panel brain-dead killers, look at mm-hmm. the editor Robert Perry, Ray McGovern, and Paul R. Pillar to expose the Iran-Contra drug-running, nuke secret-releasing technology like critical explosions in Beirut, Oklahoma mm-hmm. City, 9/11, the Bali bombing, as discussed by Kay Griggs. Robert's four books should be studied, and his website is www.consortium.com. Wayne Madsen's Jaded Task Genocide should be studied like the reason Hofer lost in Austria, because he was going to support the EU. The 1860 political landscape has operated in the U.S. like the EU after the Napoleonic Wars globalist meetings at the Congress of Vienna. They started the first EU system in America where they put the federal government in charge like the EU instead of the federation that originally was constitutional. All right. So the Pearl Harbor email is the PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Not Offenses. Radical change may require a new Pearl Harbor document. The December 9th, the December 8th email with the attached clip from the November 9th, 2014, shows the Dr. Clark linear accelerator on page 348 on the model of reverse biasing. If you read Chapter 7 on that, Kendall, about page 38% in, it shows the symbiont energy takeover. And this links Voltages, Healing, Minerals of the Genetic Code, Dr. Clark's last book, Sherry A. Rogers, 3 grams of vitamin C, 1 gram of glutathionol, 400 milligrams of R-alpha-lipoic acid on a daily detox. And Dr. Banks' work, she should shake up the FDA and the CDC on these issues. So the items that we've kind of talked with on the vortexine and the other items are all tied in this book. If you get a chance to read it, I mean, it's all the things that line up with all the work I've been doing. And mm-hmm. like right when I read that paragraph, I knew exactly what it was talking about.
Yeah. So yeah. I know what you're talking about, which is
read
scary.
Chapter 7 first, and then you'll get an understanding of all the things we just talked about. And then you can tie that into your Watermaster case about she actually defines remember the low pH at 6.5 vortex?
Yes.
The left-hand vortex, and then the 7, and then the right-hand vortex at 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the CZ zone of the liquid crystal 4-state of water, you know, that's on the atomic hydrogen reflection through the backbone, through the atomic oxygen, for the holographic interface for that energy creation stuff, right? And mm-hmm. she ties together the atomic hydrogen issue from William Lyon with the microturbine of the mtDNA.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
By the way, before you forget, I'm with you 100%. I understand what you're talking about. I may forget to say this. There is a one of the books, of course, is it's actually the fourth book that I'm putting together separately. I'm going to make I'll give over the people credit on Parker Pathways, the station, and the rest of it. It gets a whole entry chapter in book one, but on book four, I'm going to put a dedication page to you. And all that we've talked about concerning your mother and the rest of it will be one-page dedication. And that fourth book is going to be a dedication page to you. And for something that you might not think of. But the whole thing is, you see, you are, the epitome of where people should be. In terms, they don't have to know what you know or I know, but you have a sense of what I'm trying to achieve in behavior and thinking, which is necessary for the survival of the human species and animal species. A good clue is if you look at television, which I don't watch very often, but they have a lot of ads for commercial homemade food for animals. And you ask yourself, well, why would anybody go to that specialized way? Because the animals are being inbred for dog shows or horse shows, or because their immune system's changed. And that's what's happened to the human species. So my dedication to you will be on that level. I'm not going to say exactly what's going to be in there because that violates copyright law with the publishers. But the thing comes down to the fact you're highly appreciated, and I'm going to carry on your thinking in that book, and it's going to blow everybody's mind.
Well, here's the scenario. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Dr. Parker. The only thing I kind of need to be, I'm an enemy of the state, and so, you know, a pardon in the works later might be a good thing based on, you know, all the activities from the Pearl Harbor email day, you know, with different things going on. I just have to kind of figure out, I don't know if I can swing all this stuff, you know, because I got to get some financing to kind of, like, get through over the next little while. So that's the real important thing over the next, you know, month or so. And so that's where we are at this point.
Yeah. Well, this is all positive. And I appreciate your calling, and I understand what you've told me today. And you know you can call again. And make sure you keep in touch. I look forward to you next, you know, on the mail. We'll see you on the next break. 800-313-9443.
Gendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and for the sake of time, I want to make sure I get Frank from North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Parker. I wondered if you could briefly summarize your opinion of hospice.
What's to summarize?
Well, I heard you talking about hospice, and it sounded like maybe you had an opinion of it. I came in kind of on the tail end of when you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah. Well, the hospice is a situation that has a good side and a bad side. You know, we have government money that goes out to hospice, but it's only for a limited time. A lot of people don't have the money to take, the families don't have the money to take care of their loved ones. And hospice is a place when you hear about it, they say, well, they'll take away, you know, take care of the patient while they're in distress and in the end of life. And so in order to make that happen, the government will come in and say, we want you to sign over your home and all your assets. You can only have a certain amount of money in order to be in hospice. And, of course, for all the remaining funds that you're not able to pay, we will sell your home and take your money. And that's the real world. I see. So the thing is that you have the other hospice set up where people have some money. They'll, as of now, say there's about 2% bankruptcy rate on trying to save the life of their loved ones. And they sell insurance, they sell a thing, they sell their cars, they sell their property so that they can pay these exorbitant rates to a hospice situation, which is really palliative care because actually it's similar to the Schiavo case in Florida when Janet Reno was the attorney general, and her you know, the government's position was that that person, Schiavo, the female that was in a partial coma for all those years, could not receive water to extend her life. She was denied a cup of water. That's what started the Schiavo case. And that's when Jeb Bush is, you know, saying, well, it's out of my hands. You know, it's up to the government to determine the life expectancy of somebody. And that's the real world. That's where they happen. Okay. Then you have the fourth layer of hospice, which is a very sophisticated elite system, which fosters, you know, overseas medicine, fosters all kinds of ways of which you have advanced care. The fifth level, of course, is clinical trials. And, of course, hospice people are thinking of signing a contract to be able to go through a clinical trial to determine what the drugs are going to be useful for, or if your case will be apropos for this type of thing, because most people don't have long to live. When they go into hospice, still the money's flowing. Still somebody's paying it, see? And it usually comes out in the real world where people go bankrupt and they still lose their loved one. And they're not trained, you know? People are not trained. You can't ask a family member to do that. You have a, if you listen carefully to people in the lobbies of hotels, of the hotel hospital, you'll hear them say, well, I can't take care of him. It's too much for me. I'm going to think we're going to put him in a hospice. So, and they talk that way. That's a real sentence that you hear. And they talk that tone like, well, I can, you know. Like, and particularly women, it's quite shocking. They don't want their life disturbed. They don't want to miss their lunches and their glass of wine. They don't want to stop getting their nails done. They don't want to stop getting their hair done. And the males, they don't want to stop showing off with their luxury cars and the big house in a fancy neighborhood, which they get into these discussions in the real world. These are all private discussions that come into the... And, of course... in the mix of that, you have the government who wants you to pay because they tax you for it. And here is my rub. You're putting into the process of the human life based upon a monetary value. You're not putting it in to actually save their life. Now, I'm giving you, Frank, not a third, I'm just giving you the truth of it. We need to change our hospice system to really help these families and get these people some medical care. And that's my opinion. That's my opinion. By the way, thank you for calling. I didn't mean to take up your time, but, you know, that's the real world.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, and I just discovered that the Healthcare Equity Incorporated, which is one of the companies that I had as a cornerstone for today's presentation, they're selling at $42 a share at the moment, but they have a return on earnings of 12%, and this is a platform where you can have the healthcare savings that they're anticipating for the future. In Europe, this same company sells for $6,000 a share, euro. It kind of tells you, see, what we're doing. I got Charlotte from California. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways. Welcome aboard. Hello, Charlotte.
I'm. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. I want to encourage your listeners, especially just right on the topic of what Frank brought up about hospice. I am the victim of hospice, but it's all been unwitting for a while until about maybe 2 years ago, and your show has changed my life. I want to challenge all of your listeners that if you are not already activists, that maybe we don't even have the right to be able to listen to your show, because if we as citizens of the United States of America don't rise up right now and take back how we treat and how we care for our elders, It is I regard hospice and everything around the way that the things go into the continuum of care of elder nursing care. It is premeditated murder. It's that simple. And I want to also encourage. I just now experienced the death of my mother. She died on Pearl Harbor Day a few days ago, and I had to be taken down through that continuum of care. But after what the nursing homes do is they go in and they divide the family with some lawyer in your city that they've already got. I call it RICO, which is called racketeering. And they'll have a law firm, and then the guardians all lined up. This is in my case, it's in the state of Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Supreme Court turned down my brother's and my case to give our mother back to us. We've been deprived of our, you know, her own issue has been, you know, separated out from her at the end of her years, and it's all been premeditated thieving and robbery of a wealthy woman who had, you know, no ill bone in her body. They stripped her of everything like thieves and then left her to starve for the last 10 days of her life inside hospice.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so I just want to encourage all your listeners, it's not good enough just to dial in to Parker Pathways on Sunday morning and think that you're doing something. If you are not actively studying and taking back the how you're going to care for your elders now and in the future, or you already are, you must go and research and find out what they're doing in those nursing homes. Why on earth are you even putting your elder in a nursing home at any at any phase of what their level of health is? It's so in order just to sort of motivate everybody on air right now that would be listening to this, I highly encourage you to go into SoundCloud, dial into the State of the Human, which is a radio show on the Stanford, KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM radio show, and do go in and study in any way you can the Stanford prison experiment. We are all complacent prisoners and prison guards. We're all the complacent that won't stand up and push back when we know that it's wrong. We know what they're doing to our elders is wrong. It's against God's law to allow them to continue to steal our elders of their money and starve them to death.
I'm glad that you brought that up because on the prisoner experiment. Zimbardo.
Yes.
And the thing is that, Dr. Zimbardo, there's a couple things I want to say to you about this. I find it absolutely important. When I look at it, the prisoner experiment is exactly what you're saying. It's a revelation if you compare to the present society on how people think about their family. And how they treat the control of the family, which is bordering on criminal law.
Yes.
And the fact is that I think that your suggestion of the prisoner experiment, which, by the way, I remember the plaque at Stanford. I remember... I forgot what
Jordan Hall. Jordan.
Yeah, that's it. And at the time, it was considered a sociological psychology experiment. But at that time, I was fortunate enough to also, I was on one of those double majors, in medicine and law at the same time, you know. You could do that then. And I had a professor, Fritz Perls, who was at the Esalen Institute. If you are you familiar, you know what I'm talking about, the Esalen Institute in Monterey, in Don Carmel. And he was teaching at that time the psychology of Gestalt. And he was placing, were simply put, you place yourself into the other person's chair or psychology of their essence. And I was very affected by that, and I had applied that at Yale to Campbell. I was invited to be with Dr. Campbell on the mythology of of medicine and cosmic beliefs. Now you add that all up, and you piece it together with religious beliefs, which, by the way, in my opinion, are questionable because they are put into a position where they take away the soul essence of your loved one, if you follow me. In other words,
it's a death camp.
Yeah,
in other words, candy shop on the front of it.
Yeah, you end up with a government control system, just like I mentioned on the first hour, which China has implemented now, called the social credit. You know, to say, well, if you're trustworthy to the government, but that goes into your health record, and that's part of your, in America, it would be part of the death panel metrics, which are computerized. See? So the it has their own algorithm. So I wish to compliment you for bringing this up. And when I started to think about the prisoner experiment, I said, well, my God, that is our America.
That's America right now.
Yeah.
We are living our own prison experiment. It's already been, you know, out there. You just need to dial in, listen to it, and realize, and don't let shame, anything that they would be trying to blackmail you. You think our Congress is blackmailed. We are all blackmailed because we are not speaking out. We're not activists every single day doing something about it to take back our country.
No, we're not. And in fact, your description of what happened to you with the lawyers were ready. They came into the room. And I think, how many times have I seen this? And the thing is, I don't know. I remember a name by the name of Mayor. He was the one who started the movie business in the Mayer Studios.
Okay, Norman Mayer.
Norman, yeah. The thing is,
yeah.
And he was assigned to me as a patient because he requested me. And this was at Stanford. And that was the day. That was the day when Stanford was the medical school was located in other places, and. I, at that time, was being schooled. I'm telling you something about my life, but I think I'm not trying to talk about it, but it's very important. In terms of the professors felt that I would be one of the best hematologists that was walking at a turn. They had never seen anybody like me. And I said, God, I was terrified when they told me that, because I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. I mean, what do I know? You know, I'm just thinking, God, so I invented a few things in hematology.
Joe,
so I developed
the right thing.
You know what I mean? And I think, to me, it was just a real privilege to be in the presence of these professors. So the man said, and he had a hematology problem. He had a big time thing. He was the first era of discovery of how to diagnose leukemia. Believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
I mean, in terms of the thing, in those days, the microscopes were not of the stereometric types as they are today. So there, Frank's in there. We get to know each other. He has a fatal leukemia, and if I can work a diagnosis, this will be workable. Well, I did. I figured out a way to do it. Now, let me give you the point of the other part of the story. We're going 24/7, access to Frank's ward, okay? And in those days, the person who ran the hospital would always be the head nurse. That was the way, you know? That was the way it was done then. And the whole thing. Now, at Stanford, at that time, in the hospital, were long wooden benches. They covered from through many hallways outside the ward and the whole thing. It was probably could handle maybe 20 people as a max. You know, there's a lot of people, see. those folks that sat outside of Mayor Studios, the executive founder of Hollywood,
right,
were there close to 24/7, and who were they? Relatives who were looking for money. I'm not kidding you.
Yep.
Lawyers, people that they never heard of before.
More lawyers than relatives.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. And that was my first exposure to greed, corruption, and life. And Mayor wanted to pay a scholarship for me. And I said, no, I work here as a medical student and everything, you know. And he says, I'd rather give the money to you than give it to them out there. And he pointed at me. Who was he pointing to? His own mother.
Yes.
Think about that. My life was changed for years to come. I'll tell you, as I hear you and attend the call, and I appreciate your call, I want you to call again. You and I should not leave this subject. If we can find a way to put forth the depopulation of putting sterilants in the drinking water, which is real, you know, that's been my thesis when I got on air. I mean, you know, I'd never done a radio show 10 years ago in my life. I had no idea what the hell I was doing, and I still don't. If it wasn't for my producer, I wouldn't even be here today. So the thing comes down to the fact, even after all this time, so I don't think we should leave this subject. I think that the...
No, I think we must flip everything back on Holdren, and we must pierce through to Donald Trump so that there's no other option. You have to completely... I think you have to completely overhaul, not just overhaul, you have to chunk the system into the deep blue ocean and start again. There's just too much there in the tort system and everything to be able to...
You're right. And the thing, in my opinion, you're right. You know, Donald Trump, he sought me out on chloramine-caused health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN.
Yes.
You can click that on, and that goes all over. That's been nominated 4 times for health journalism by the Nobel Prize Committee, which I didn't know existed, by the way. And the thing is kind of, but it's a message of it. And he was on his plane to Flint, Michigan, and I think he'd already researched it. He had an engineering thing. Wow. We had an intellectual conversation about it, and he understood exactly what the hell was going on. The second interview was the next day, going to Minnesota. The blacks that ran those towns that he went to, including Flint, kicked him out of the waste disposal plant. He walked in there, and he had chloramine-caused health damage in his hand.
Wow.
And the
well, then the seed is implanted, but Trump can't change the whole nation. We must do it with and for him. So we must bind together and take him an entirely different health plan.
I agree.
This panel, everything coming up in February.
You're right.
We can do this. Your listeners, can do this.
Exactly.
You must go get motivated by listening to the Stanford prison experiment. And, I'm a DJ on the KZSU radio, Clean Copper Radio, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm embarrassed that I've not been an activist all my life at this point. I'm embarrassed. I thank you for your help.
Well, I appreciate
this point.
Your compliment.
It's amazing.
And maybe we can get together with Zambodi and the rest of them, and maybe we can have what is called in writings and in science. As a reprint. In other words, to be...
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? In other words,
yes.
to be able to put this onto the national stage, because if you can't have water to save your life based upon the death panel, which really exists, the Independent Payment Advisory Board on Medicare, and if you can't have water, which is the basis of the thing that can maintain you to be put to death because you're not the right age... We need another world.
Yeah, we need another world. This will be my last thing I want to make sure we all know listening on this station. I once sat under the tutelage of a Christian black minister that came over from Jamaica to teach in home churches, you know? He said one thing to me one day, and he said, Charlotte, he said, if you don't understand that we're now at the end of times, and the devil wants death to this planet. You see, if you don't understand the motive of what's really happening, the devil wants death to the entire planet, everything that's growing, everything that has life in it. So, you know, if you sort of think that somebody's going to do something about it because, you know, of course they're going to do something about it. No, the devil, the demonic forces want complete death to the planet. If we as the humans don't stand up and push it back like a tsunami, we're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another view. That's absolutely right. And don't you think, and it's like the... It's like the Luciferian religion that Hillary Clinton was practicing. And
yes.
That's documented. And listen, I've
got
to go.
Yeah, we've never been up against such forces. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you call again and let's be in touch.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and the EPA message is titled. And this is, only in the past few hours, after it took 10 years, right? EPA watered down major fracking study to downplay water contamination risks. And it shows how the EPA took that file when I was on the national stage in Moscone Center in San Francisco. And on June 4th, 2015, the EPA released its executive summary and press materials, misleading takeaway, quote, there's no evidence of fracking has led to widespread systemic impacts on drinking water sources, unquote, and how that was not true. This vindicates my presentation to the United Nations concerning a grand jury of science and technology to be placed in a constitutional way for the vetting. There is not a grand jury for science and technology for the people in government. Just because they hire their own people and go to their own agencies, which the president-elect is going to do with the people he selected for his cabinet, say, well, they hire their own people, you know, as they do in corporations. Those people should be in front in terms of a change of America, in the terms of you could have a civil court, you have a criminal court, you have a criminal and civil grand jury system in terms of the process of it. And you, the folks that are out there that want to, you know, dye their hair black so that they don't have blonde hair as Donald Trump does, and the women who don't want the hair like Ivana Trump because they don't want to associate with Ivana Trump, and you know, but they'll go with the present first lady in terms of the thing. I'm sure is a nice lady. I've not met them personally, but I know a hell of a lot about them. And if you want to set the whole thing in to the idea of not having knowledge bases and ways to legally change the process and have the government send around the United States the sip of conflict to children, which is a fountain in the shape of a toilet, and have the children take their spoon and put it into the fountain so they psychologically get ready for people to drink recycled water and to the cancerous mixed water, and the determination of the fracking water has been changed in terms of pouring it into the Niagara Falls so it can be traced, the determination of the increase of the pushing for more drilling. You got by the American Petroleum Institute, and say that there is, as his last caller put forth in the call before that, the point of dying is not the beginning. The point of dying is the point of our business. Unquote. That's the statement from the lobbyists of the water companies. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. The call number is 800-313-9443, and it's showtime. And thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next live hour.
A fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.